What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Shout outs to everybody on the roads. Maybe you're traveling to see some family. Maybe you're traveling to go to a party. You know, maybe, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're just out here working, getting money. Good for you. I wasn't here at this time last year. Well, I was here, but not Memorial Day weekend. But this year I said, what the hell? There's plenty to talk about. I ain't going nowhere. Don't expect to listen to me on Monday. I'll be somewhere minding my damn business. But for right now, I am here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. You've been here for 1 hour already. Get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We talked about the Celtics. We talked about the guarantee from Jimmy Butler. You know, we'll see what happens. Game 6, Gabe Vincent is questionable. It's just a lot going on. Malcolm Brogdon is questionable. Forearm is busted up. Right before we went to break, we talked about Scottie Pippen. For whatever reason, and I think I know the reason, he can't stand Michael Jordan. We'll replay that momentarily. DeAndre Hopkins has been released from the Cards. LeBron James, he might need foot surgery. He's been playing with a torn tendon in his right foot. Crazy what he was doing out there. KJ Wright has some words about Russell Wilson. Can Russell deal with Sean Payton? Kelsey brothers like the new NFL flex scheduling, the ability to move some games from Sunday into Thursday so we don't have crap Thursday night games. We'll get into some robot umpires, the NBA flopping, the challenge system, LSU and UConn at the White House. We got a lot to do. But this is pressing. People are hitting me up crazy about this right now. So let me not bury the lead. For whatever reason, Scottie Pippen has been doing some media. Scottie Pippen is running around and he's chatting again. I know the last time he was running his yap, it was all about a book Scottie Pippen had out. But for whatever reason, right now, Scottie Pippen is just running around and he's just talking crap. He was talking to Stacey King. And he was just letting everybody know that LeBron is great and Michael Jordan wasn't great pretty much until I showed up. And then, after we became a team, nobody cared about Michael Jordan. I'm not lying. That came out of Scottie Pippen's mouth. A matter of fact, take a listen to it.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating because I don't believe that there's a great player because our game is a team game and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Oh my God! Somebody check on him. I know it's not the NFL, and you know we don't see a history of head issues in the NBA. Did somebody hit this man in the head? Did he get laid out? Do I need to go back through the archives? Did somebody foul the living hell out of Scotty? Did Mason or Oakley or McDaniel, did somebody lay him out? People just forgot about Michael Jordan? What? He was a horrible player? What? The man came in and was rookie of the year. The man came in and was just shooting the lights out. The man was almost at 50%. He's like, here's 27 points. Here's 30 points. He came in killing, and then he broke his foot, and then he would still go to the playoffs and get swept. And no doubt you contributed, Scottie Pippen. You're also one of the greatest players of all time. But why are you crapping on Michael Jordan? Really going on a stretch here. And it's hard for me to believe the end of what he said when he's just like, Shepty, what did he say? He wasn't good? Is that what he said?
He said he was horrible.
Scottie Pippen's on that. I don't want to call it that good stuff. He must have fell and bumped his head.
He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with.
Oh, stop it, Scottie Pippen. Oh, that was before Scottie Pippen got there. But then Scottie Pippen arrived, and then he said, oh, people just forgot about him. One of the most popular human beings that Earth has ever seen. One of the most well-known. I'm talking up there with popes, religious figures, dignitaries. You can look at the history of the planet Earth, however long you think we've been here. This man is one of the most well-known human beings ever. Top 100, even with all the bad human beings we've had.
JR, he played 7 years without MJ. Remind me how he did without him.
Yeah, well, mostly after the fact.
Yeah.
We know Scottie was great. We know Michael Jordan was great. It is certainly not necessary for him to go on a hit job on Michael Jordan. Let Michael Jordan smoke his cigars. Let Michael Jordan be petty. I'm sure somebody told him, he found out, and he just kept on smoking and cursed him out. And that mother bleeper, I'd love to hear what he had to say about this dude. I'd love to hear it. Michael Jordan got money to make. He's making money right now. He ain't doing nothing. And then you got Scottie Pippen sitting around just being miserable. He didn't like the Last Dance. It was Michael's documentary. What the hell you want? You go make a documentary. I'm sure you got money, right? Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe the reason why he's so angry isn't just because of the Last Dance. Maybe it isn't just a professional jealousy. Maybe it does have to do more so with that his ex-wife, Larsa Pippen is her name. And why would that be the case? Well, I think you've probably heard this before. Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Somebody check on Scottie. John Morant got a wellness check earlier this week. I don't know who called it in. If you know Scottie, go help that man out. It was only a couple of months ago that Larsa Pippen, and what do I know her from? Nothing. I couldn't tell you what she does besides Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Maybe she has a sterling resume, but she also dated a future who happens to be Sierra's mother of the child that's now with Russell Wilson. This stuff gets messy, folks. She's dated celebrities. I couldn't tell you what she does. I know she was on Tamron Hall. I love Tamron Hall. She sat down on Tamron Hall's show, and after all the denials about dating Michael Jordan's son and you're the ex-wife of Scottie Pippen, she came clean. And maybe Scottie Pippen heard this interview and he went over the edge. Listen to this.
dating rumors started in September. At the time, you said you guys were just friends, and then it was revealed when you said on Valentine's Day that he was your forever Valentine. Are you guys in love?
I think so. We're in a really good place.
Yeah. How do you describe it?
I feel like a lot of people think that we've known each other our whole lives, which we have not.
Well, he's 16 years younger, so that's not possible.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like we literally just met at a party 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
And we were just friends.
Because we all lived in Chicago.
And yeah.
When did you meet him?
4 years ago.
4 years. Where?
At a party. Then? At a party. Like an LA party.
Did you know who he was at the time?
Well, yeah. We have a lot of mutual friends. And so we're kind of in the same circle. So we've been around each other for like the last 4 years.
So at least, right, at least she never like babysat him, right? At least she never changed his diaper and now she's dating him, you know, 20 years later, at least, right? Man, she's ruthless. Everybody is entitled to love who they love, right? She loves him. They love each other, right? They're going to love each other forever, sure. Somebody check on Scottie Pippen. Somebody check on Scottie. He's not a happy person. That may be one of the reasons why. I wish he'd stop. Somebody take his phone, cut his Wi-Fi off. Scottie's going off the deep end. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. CBS. Andy is here from the home of Scottie Pippen. He's calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, sir. I remember it well. JR, you got me. My face hurts. My belly hurts. Just your lead up to your break. And since then, since I've been out home, I'm laughing so hard.
You laughing Scottie at Pippen. Scottie Pippen's pain? This is the man's pain right now.
I understand. I understand. He's reminding me of a toddler in daycare that doesn't get his way and then stops making sense at some point. You know, in that thing we're talking about, you know, LeBron, that's his opinion. And then he spoke facts. He was talking about it's a team game. And then he fell off the rails. And I couldn't help but remember when he was voted top 50 players ever in the NBA. Yeah. I remember thinking, really? Okay, sure. And he was a part of all of that. And now that you've revealed exactly what this is all about, I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard. He's jilted. He has to stop doing this because whatever legacy he still has, and he was a big part of the Bulls. I was there. I saw the games. I'm from Chicago. I've only been here since, I don't know, 2000. It's embarrassing for him, and I like the way you put everything I wanted to say. You and Chip said it, and that's why I listen to your show, because I can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So, man, I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Andy. Appreciate you for calling from Arkansas, and thank you so much. I don't think Scottie Pippen's legacy is in danger of being tarnished, you know, him opening up his mouth. He's going to have to continue on. Like, at this rate, Scottie Pippen is saying something crazy about once a year. Is there anything crazier that can top this? Nobody cared about Michael Jordan. Before me, Michael Jordan was horrible. What else can he say? Like, you can't say anything dumber than that. Like, that's peak stupidity. 855-212-4CBS. Like, there's nowhere else to go. He's going to have to level back down to reason, right? If Oprah was still popular, I'm sorry, maybe Oprah still is popular, Oprah would have sat these two down, problem solved, right? I don't know the last person Oprah interviewed. Don't care. Don't see too much of Oprah much anymore. Jimmy is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jimmy?
Hello, what's going on, JR?
I'm good. You're live on the radio. What's on your mind?
Man, look, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Scottie. Scottie is jealous of Michael. It's just that simple. He couldn't do what Mike did once Mike left to play baseball. And that was when take the Bulls to a championship. He had his chance. He just couldn't do it. Not until Mike came back to help him. Besides that, the part that really did it was you already covered that. His son got with his exit. That was the last straw. That was the straw that broke the camel back right there. You can't fault Michael Jordan. His son grown now. Yeah. So he only could tell him so much. That man going to do what he want to do and give it to who he want to give it to. It ain't his fault. But I guess Pimp feel like Mike had fought for it a little bit.
You think Michael – well, come on. He wouldn't do that, right?
No, I didn't say Michael did. I'm saying I think Pimp think Mike could have probably told the man something. But right. He's a grown boy now. He only can control it. You go from Uncle Scotty to now you got Uncle Scotty X. That man feels some kind of way, believe it or not. You can't hold Michael at fault, but maybe he do.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't you tell your son to leave my ex-wife alone? But, hey, the world don't work that way now, does it?
Most definitely not. Yeah. But Scotty's a great player. I don't take that from him. And he need to just relax. Because right now, with all that complaining he doing, he's sounding like a little girl.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jimmy, for calling from Chicago. We don't want to insult little girls here, okay? You can complain like a little boy too. Now I gotta be a little girl. It's all about equality now. Hey, here's the deal, man. Scotty's great in his own right, and as it comes to the relationship stuff, it's like Larsa, the ex-wife. I think she's also made it clear that, like, they got the blessing of Michael Jordan. She said that in addition too. Like, he knows. He's just like, all right, whatever. So 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling. Oh my God. It's going to be interesting. If you don't have your seatbelt on, what's wrong with you? If you don't have your seatbelt on, buckle it up. And if you already have it on, buckle up it again. Bob is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful holidays and this weekend and so forth.
Thank you.
Something about Pippen and his relationship with MJ. MJ had already retired after that sixth championship, I believe. I don't know if Phil Jackson was still the head coach or not.
No.
But I remember Pippen in a playoff game. They were losing by a point.
Yes.
And whoever the head coach was decided that the final, he made up a play, and the final shot would be made by
Kukoc.
Attempted by Tony Kukoc. I hope I pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah, Tony Kukoc.
And Pippen lost his mind. He said,
"You want to play?
I want to take that last shot." And the head coach refused. So you know what Pippen did? He quit on his team. He said he wasn't even going to go back out and walk on the floor with his team. And that's exactly what he did. He was a quitter. Remember that?
I certainly do. I kind of walked you through it, yes.
And he's talking about Michael never quit on his team in any time in his life. So who is the quitter and who is the man, huh?
Yeah, Michael Jordan is the man.
That's right. That's all I have to say.
Well,
you have a wonderful weekend here.
You too, Bob. Thank you for calling from Maryland. Have a hamburger. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, Mr. Positive, it's time to be controversial, as always. I got to give a little bit of credit to Pippen. He's known Jordan better than anybody up close and personal, number one. Jordan did never win any championships, I believe, without Pippen. Number two, you know, he would know because he was there. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, Jordan is great. But like Pippen said, it is a team game. And, you know, when you talk about Jordan and you talk about, you know, he was construed in The Last Dance as a weenie head. You know, he wasn't really well-liked. He had problems. He had issues. He was hard to get along with. And, you know, no taking away his greatness, obviously.
But Greg, Scottie Pippen didn't say he was very clear in what he said.
Yeah.
There's no ambiguity. He said he was horrible before he arrived. And then he said, after he arrived, that Scottie Pippen didn't just stop at. If Scottie Pippen would have just said it's a team game, I think anyone with a working brain that has a synapses firing in between them would
right.
just go, yes, it is a team game. Yes, we know. And then he decided to put sauce on top of it, and he's just like, oh, yeah, and then everybody forgot about Michael Jordan. What are you talking about? You know, he's
right.
off the rocker.
Can we give him some, if you will, street cred, knowing that he was there intimately with Jordan, and he knows how Jordan plays, how he thinks, how he acts?
No.
And,
because,
you know.
No, because we also saw all of it. You know, okay. I don't have to be
Good
in the
point.
Locker room to understand the results, to look at what actually happened. I know what happened on the basketball court, and Scottie is right in some regards. Yeah, we know it's a team game. Yes, we know he didn't win a championship until you arrived. But to put out there that he was terrible or nobody wanted to do this before he showed up, I mean, that's inaccurate. And so part of what he is saying is ridiculously obvious and makes sense. And then there are other things like Michael Jordan was horrible and nobody remembered him. That's dumb.
Right, right, right. Hey, real quick, everybody go for your dreams. Happy Memorial Day. Don't drink and drive. And remember, agents of inclusion, the world is a better place with JR and the one and only Shep. Guys, have a blessed day, weekend.
You as well, Greg. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Thank you for bringing up Agents of Inclusion. It's my podcast. If you want to listen to me, talk to some amazing athletes not named Michael Jordan, go ahead, Google Agents of Inclusion. Make sure you subscribe as well. It's a damn good podcast. There's no doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to take a few more, just a few. I'm going to take a few more of your calls here. If you're already on the line, I'll get you on. And then we're going to move away from angry, bitter Scottie Pippen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and hey, JR, first, appreciate you taking my call. The show's amazing.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for keeping us all entertained, everybody at home or out at work and where we love you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, it is. There's plenty of people all over the place. People are driving. I hope you're not in traffic. Maybe you are. You won't be in traffic forever. Don't worry about it. I'm here to try to help you feel better, okay? And if I don't, sorry, my bad. Can't help everybody all the time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into DeAndre Hopkins. We're going to talk about K.J. Wright and Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. We're going to look into technology, you know, further changing baseball. LSU and UConn were at the White House today. How about this? One of the players from LSU actually fainted at the White House today. Maybe it's the air inside the building. I don't know. She fainted, but she's okay. She's all good. A matter of fact, before I get to more of your calls, let's listen to Joe Biden. He had some nice words, I guess, for the LSU women's team, and maybe he remembered what he was going to say. Listen.
We're all here to celebrate a remarkable group of student athletes. Angel, Alexis, Jasmine, Flauge, the entire team. It's less than a year ago, you'd never even played together. And coach, like I said, you're Hall of Fame, man. 9 new players joined into one powerhouse team. You started the season 5 straight 100-point games. Continued into the record 23-0 run. Rolled through the regular season with the best in the nearly 20 years. And into the big dance and one of the most exciting Final Fours ever. Winning LSU's first national championship basketball title. Angela Reese, Angel, you named the most outstanding player. It wasn't any reason, it didn't surprise me. Demand for tickets so high, you caught, you know, you made it more expensive for people to come.
Okay, all right. Well, there's some positivity. Maybe Scottie Pippen needs to talk to Joe Biden. Maybe that'll make him feel better. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some more of your calls in, and let's get the hell away from Scottie Pippen and Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son and all this. Just wild story. You can't write this stuff. You really can't. Brian's here from Houston. Go ahead.
Good gosh, Biden. He was really all over the place. My goodness. I almost lost my train of thought. Good gosh. Yeah, back to Pippen. You know, I mean, I know he's salty. You know, The Last Dance. I know Jordan had, you know, probably a majority editorial control over all that. And I know that there's been, you know, people quoting stats where Jordan had a losing record in the playoffs without Scottie and in a regular season without Scottie. But bottom line is, you know, he's played second fiddle to Jordan, and it is what it is. But as far as Scottie, the human being, you know, not what his accolades on the course, probably, I mean, it's arguably he is one of the best, you know, premier defenders of all time. But the fact that, you know, this man lost a son. He's clearly dealing with some sort of mental illness. I don't want to see him go off the deep end like a Kanye situation. But, I mean, you know, I agree with you, and I know you were kind of taking some lighthearted jabs at him, but I do feel like Scottie does need some help. And, you know, he sees himself on a pedestal that I think we all recognize him as a great player on the court. And some screws have just come a little loose over the last couple of years, and he's been dealing with things. You know, the mental illness, the loss of a son. And, you know, I just want to recognize and respect Scottie as a player. And it's just sad. I just wanted to share how sad it is. I don't want to pound a guy when he's down, and I wish him well. And I appreciate you bringing all these things to light, JR. You are the man, sir.
Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from Houston. Now, I want somebody to check on him. And, yes, unfortunately, a few years ago, one of his sons did pass away. He was a grown man. He was 33 years old. And it has to take a whole gut punch. You know, what's taking place here? I think that's why. I've taken lighthearted jabs, but I'm not joking when he needs to, like, stay off of social media. He doesn't need to sit around doing interviews. He needs to disappear. I don't know. Who's his friend? Who's Scottie Pippen's friend? I don't know. You got to have one somewhere, right? Todd is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I grew up a Cavs fan, and I watched the Bulls break my heart more times than I can count. And there was never a single game that we were concerned if Pippen was out. But if Jordan was out, it was going to be a pretty easy game to win. There's really no comparison. And if Jordan was such a horrible teammate, why did Pippen come back?
Yeah, well, yeah, we know there wasn't really any teeth to what he said in that regard, so I hear you, Todd. Appreciate you for calling from Ohio. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks for your time.
No doubt about it. Mark, caller from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
Good, shoot.
So just on the Jordan Pippen and Pippen's comments, it's kind of funny because a little more than a year ago or 2 years ago before The Last Dance came out, Pippen, all his narratives were completely different, that MJ was a great teammate. They had a great tandem, and they were one of the best tandems ever. But then when The Last Dance comes out, his book comes out, everything completely changed. So it's kind of hard to believe which he feels when he got six titles off of the deal, and prior to all this, he was singing his praises. Now, with that being said, MJ's son dating his wife, or ex-wife, that's something that's a bitter pill to take, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you never dealt with that before, right?
No, not like that. Not to that extent.
Oh, do you want to tell us what happened to you? We're all ears. No?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Mark. I hope your thing isn't as worse as that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mark been through some things, too. Listen, people are entitled to sleep with who they want to, right? You're supposed to do it ethically. You're supposed to do it safely, you know. Is it ethics? It's ethics, right? It's morally, it's okay. Shep, it's morally okay for them to do what they're doing. They're adults, right? Morally?
Yeah, I mean, he's mature looking. She's very young looking. 16 years ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah, so let's get over it, Scotty. It's your teammate's son. Get over it. Yeah, wow, maybe you never get over it. Daniel is calling from Chicago. Hey, what's up, Daniel?
Hey, yeah. Long time
no
talk.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't work on the only time I work late night now is on Fridays. So the only time I'm going to call you is on Fridays now.
Okay. Maybe maybe one day you'll pick up Michael Jordan's son and Scotty's ex-wife in your car. Maybe one day.
No, I don't want to pick up Michael. I don't want to pick up Scottie Pippen at all.
Oh, well, I was saying his ex-wife. His ex-wife.
I don't want to pick anything about Scottie Pippen. I don't want to know about him no more.
Okay. All right.
You know, it makes me so upset now.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Well, what else you got?
I don't know. I just want to let you know that's ridiculous. It makes no sense. Why Scottie Pippen is going to be saying something like that? That's no. We don't do that in Chicago. No, we don't do that in Chicago. I don't know where it came from, you know? So I just need to let you know. But I'll be calling on Fridays now. You know,
okay.
So we're going to be talking about Chicago Bears because we're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl now.
The Chicago Bears? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what year that's going to happen, but we can talk
about it. It's going to happen this year.
Oh,
we got our quarterback. We got our right guard. We got everybody. We got these nice rookies. We got DJ Moore. We got everybody,
know. Yeah. I know. Well, maybe, I was going to say maybe you hit your head like Scotty, but that's probably not true. Hey, Dan, you call me anytime, okay? I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Drive safe.
Don't forget to come to Chicago now.
I'll be in Chicago before the summertime is up. I guarantee, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you, Daniel. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Thanks. I got to go to Chicago, get an Uber ride from him. He could take me from the airport. Get me at the airport, take me downtown. I appreciate that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to someone who isn't, miserable like Scottie Pippen. He should probably be happy because he's been released. He's a free man. His name is DeAndre Hopkins. Where is he going to go next? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we talked about how miserable Scottie Pippen is coming off right now. And someone who has to be in a good mood is DeAndre Hopkins. Because for months, this man has pretty much teased the chance and the opportunity and I'd play with this QB and I'd play with this one. And we know everything in Arizona is in a period of transition. You have a new general manager, Monty Austinfort. You have a new head coach in Jonathan Gannon. Gone is Steve Kahn. Gone is Cliff Kingsbury. Still trying to understand how they even gave Cliff Kingsbury an extension. And then he did the same thing with Kyler Murray. It took him a while. And then he blew out his leg. And so everything with the Arizona Cardinals, I can tell you one team I ain't watching this upcoming season. It's going to be them. I only see them if they happen to be on. And now I have even less reason to watch them. DeAndre Hopkins is gone. He's been released. And it was only a month ago, during the NFL draft period in time, that GM Monty Austin-Fort basically said, and even past that, he was at the combine. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I'm happy DeAndre is here with us. Listen to this crap.
I've watched from afar the last 10 years or whatever it's been with DeAndre, and have been on teams that haven't had to compete against him. I've seen the player that DeAndre is and what he can do on the field, and I know he's tough to defend. And so, you know, I'm glad that he's on the team. And, you know, I think with him or with, as it goes to any player, those are situations that we'll address as they come up. But I'm glad DeAndre is on the team right now, and I'm happy to be on the same team with him.
Oh, whatever. It's like you might as well cue up the teacher from Charlie Brown. It's just a whole lot of nothing. And then during the NFL draft, he's like, yeah, he's still here with us. And now he's not. And DeAndre Hopkins knew this, and he's been running around for the past several months, sitting in interviews just saying, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing with this guy, and I like this guy, and I like this guy. And in 2020, DeAndre Hopkins, he signed a two-year contract. $54 million. An extension, right? Supposed to keep him in Arizona until next season. But now it's done. So he's gone. He's cut with 2 years left on his deal. Arizona is eating all the dead money as a part of his contract right now. He won't count against their cap at all next season. He's about to turn 31 years old, and he's only played 19 games over the past two seasons due to injury. He had that suspension with the PEDs that he said coming back from his injury, but he's still good. His hands, he doesn't drop anything. And so he's going to get a deal from someplace. And he was on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he was asked, hey, who's your top five QBs that you love to play with? This was from earlier this week before he even got cut. Listen to this.
Josh Allen, ooh. he reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. And you know, I love Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You know, man, he's Houston kid, your dog Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by. Man, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Ooh,
number four, I'm gonna have to go with. I gotta go with the underdog, man. The people, not a lot of people respect this guy, but you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Okay, and then he forgot the name of Justin Herbert. He threw him on there. That was the fifth guy on his list. Now, where does he go though? I mean, he mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. Can they afford to bring him on? If we want to look at a current benchmark, Odell Beckham Jr. just signed with the Ravens 1 year, $15 million. If you're DeAndre Hopkins, and sure, I told you about he's only played 19 games the past 2 years, he going to get a better deal than 1 year for 15. Can the Buffalo Bills decide to put that on their ledger? I don't know. I don't think so. I guess they'd have to move some things around. I think the Chiefs are in the same position. And so these might be teams that are best for DeAndre Hopkins. And yeah, he'd sign on one of these squads, but can they add him? I'd love to see him with the Ravens, you know. For all the talk that we've gotten all the past few years and, oh, Lamar Jackson doesn't have that guy. He doesn't have that number one. Oh, man, just he'd have that in Hopkins. He would be the best wide receiver that he would have played with up until now. Are they going to do it? Can they do it? Giving Odell 15. You just gave Lamar this big, gigantic contract, this big deal. You just went into the draft, and God bless him, you don't have to pay him a crap ton of money. You got Zay Flowers. Are Bateman and Duvernay, are they actually going to stay healthy? God knows. I think the best place would be the Ravens. Let's see if they do it. I'd love to see it. You got a lot of other teams that would scream out for a wideout, but the one that's really been desperate, where we've gotten the what if Lamar had this guy or that dude. Let's go ahead. I'd love to see DeAndre with the Ravens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Otis, he's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Otis?
What's up, JR, man? I'm glad to call in, man. Love your show, brother.
Well, thank you, man.
First of all I can say is about OJ is that, you know, we just going to pray for OJ. No, I'm sorry, no. I mean, who we were talking about earlier? Pippen. We're going to pray for
Pippen. Oh, Scottie Pippen. OJ, you talking right. About OJ Simpson?
No, well, we ain't praying for OJ.
Too. Is he beyond prayer?
No, we're not praying for OJ. We ain't doing that. We're going to pray for Pippen.
Okay, but, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, but I want to say that, you know, that's all we can do with him. But I want to talk about my Atlanta Falcons, why, you know, I'm starting to see national pundits starting to see what's going on down here as far as the Falcons, how they rebuilt, how we done moved on from weak arm, no connecting Mariota. I'm not going to get in too much about how horrible he was, but, you know, Atlanta right now, we got faith in Ridder. And I want everybody in the country to understand this, is if I'm not mistaken, if I'm correct, if I'm wrong, correct me, JR.
Right.
But Ridder is the only quarterback I know that has recently beat the Georgia Bulldogs. It wasn't the Georgia Bulldogs that we see today, but I think in a bowl game, he did beat them. So I want everybody, to me, Ridder, I'm not calling him Patrick Mahomes in LA, but I like the way he's under the radar with everything. And I just want him to show and improve. That's all I want. That's all I'm looking for. Just show and improve. And, you know, I got money that we're going to the playoffs. So I bet money that we'll at least make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, thank you, Otis, for calling from Atlanta. I think one thing that's underrated here about the Falcons are their run game. And I think even adding Bijan Robinson, people don't talk about Cordell Patterson and his versatility. I think they're going to compete for a spot. The good thing is Ridder has so many weapons around him. What he doesn't have to do is go out there and stink things up. And I think what you're referring to, you're talking about when he was still back at Cincinnati. I think that's before they went out there and won the championship. And so I believe you are correct. I got to go back and take a look at that one. But I think everybody here right now, they just love to see him go out there and not screw up. Falcons got everything except for a QB. They hope they got somebody to get the quarterback. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Don't move.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.